way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for listening to my show, William Wallace for America, brought to you by Pell Hughes Printing and Direct Mail for all your political printing and direct mail needs. And today's show is, why are we so divided? Why are we not united? I know it sounds cliche-ish again to talk about that, but I almost think that we have to keep on talking about it and all the other issues. Because, simply put, there's a lot of people that aren't doing anything but talking. So maybe if that's what they're used to doing, able to do, can do, is talk about it, then why not talk about it some more? And we can talk about all the ways that we're divided. I know sometimes it's like listening to the broken record player, but sometimes it actually opens up discussion that maybe, just maybe, we can find a solution. The first reason, I think, is because government intended it to be that way. I truly believe that government wants us to be divided. How else are they going to get away with $32 trillion in debt? Because if we're united, then not only are we awake and wanting to do something about it, but we're actually holding elected officials accountable. Right now, we're so divided on the narratives, the ideologies, the hot topics, that, you know, when they spend our money and they put us deeper in debt, we're almost kind of like, yeah, well, you know, that's just what government does. Yeah, that's what the politicians do. But it's actually in reverse, you see, because elected officials, I think, most of them, the good ones anyway, really don't want to necessarily run up the debt purposely, but it's somewhat unintentional. Follow me down the road on this, because a lot of them want to do the right thing, but in those spending bills are little issues that either A, they're passionate about, or B, they know that it'll be distracting enough that people won't notice the funding to their bridge to nowhere. And look, it's happening on state levels, which is part of the problem. Because now states are getting all of this federal money, and you think, oh, well, that doesn't add to their debt. And I know Louisiana, it's constitutionally mandated, you can't have debt, I get it. However, it was also voted on that they couldn't bust the spending limit, and they voted to bust it last session. That being said, the spending, while I think is oftentimes being done with, not really even good intentions. They do it as a way to get themselves kudos. I mean, don't let for 1 minute, I brought this money to build this bridge in my district, and it's a great thing. We've been needing that bridge for a long time. Yeah, that part's true. However, the distraction was even better. And I don't mean this in an insulting way or a demeaning way or even a critical way for the elected officials that do that. But some of them use it for distraction. Some of it use it for personal gain. But in D.C., it has become not only a way of getting things done that benefit them, it's become a great tool for distraction to divide us up. So we have no clue of how bad the debt is. And I don't even know that there's some evil genius behind it all that says, ha, 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 we're going to run the United States up in debt, and we're going to bankrupt them, and then we're going to be able to take over. I literally think it's no different than somebody who has a home budget that does not budget properly themselves. They just don't see it as a bad thing. It's not that it's not a bad thing in their mind. It's that they don't even see it as a, well, that's over there. I got to do what's right here for right now. And so the elected officials does what's right here for right now, which means funding their pet projects, funding that social program, funding the government program, all as a way to push an agenda which is distracting us and dividing us all up, because when the narratives get out there, we're not united on what it's going to take to lower the national debt. No, this show is not about national debt. This show is about how distracted we are on all the little bitty teeny tiny narratives. So nobody is coming together and uniting on the things that will actually solve problems in our country. Democrats tend to be more united on a united front about candidates. They'll tend to be more united on their nominees. However, they're able to unite more people that don't agree with them, because there's a lot of one-issue voters. I meet a lot of Democrats who are more like Republicans, more conservative, but the Democrat Party has that ability to unite more people on single issues than, say, the Republican Party. I go to Republican events all the time, and they're all my friends. Love 99% of the people that I'm with in the Republican Party. But I will tell you this, amongst them is a lot of division. There's a lot of people who simply don't agree with each other. They're polite about it, mostly, but they don't agree on a lot of issues. For instance, I can tell you they don't agree on election integrity. It's probably split. I don't want to say 50-50, but there's a lot of Republicans that are not united on election integrity issues. But they quietly, passively will tell each other, you know, oh, well, we don't have a problem with election integrity. And then the other person quietly, they're a little bit nicer about it, I'll say, publicly speaking. Republicans aren't united on life, on pro-choice, pro-free, or pro-life. Not united at all. But they're a little bit quieter about it. The Democrats are all united on choice, period. You find very few pro-life Democrats, whereas it's flipped opposite on the Republican Party. You find more pro-life Republicans, but you still find a lot of pro-choice Republicans. They just are the log cabin pro-lifers or pro-choice Republicans, maybe, than the ones that are very outward about it. But where does this leave us? Where am I going with this? We are not united anywhere, any party, in such a way that we can stop things like the national debt. We can stop things like the illegal activities of the president. Because it's gotten to a point that we're so divided on what he's done, the Republicans will cast stones and the Democrat, or the Republicans will talk about it, on how, you know, how bad he is. Nothing gets done. The Democrats just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, yeah, but it's better than Trump. You see, there's nobody coming together on the rule of law, on what's right, on what's wrong, or for that matter, on how to solve problems, like real problems, like factual problems, instead of chasing after the shiny narrative objects, which is what's happening mostly. I'm sorry, Republicans. Most Republicans chase the shiny objects. Most Democrats are just kind of like, yeah, well, you know, we don't care about election integrity. We win elections. We don't care about, we're pro-choice. They're very, like, as a matter of fact, about what they can unite on in such a way that they're not really as a solid front, but more as not being divided or not being divided on these issues. When we get back, I'm going to talk more about some of this here on my show, William Wallace for America.
When you can renew, check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, September 16th and 17th, at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, September 16th and 17th at the Pontchartrain Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
And welcome back to William Wallace for America. So some would say we're divided on race issues. Well, I don't think that we're as divided on race as what they say. And I'll explain why. I certainly think that there's a lot of people that have issues with it. There's probably on both sides of the fence. There's some that feel like maybe they're comfortable with being accusers, and there's some that feel like they have been racially insulted in some way. And that's not the right way to put it, but that's kind of a way to summarize it, you know, if you will. And while there's some that may feel that way, whether they actually were or not, I don't know. And there's some that, and there's many that feel that there's none, zero, zilch. Personally, I can't answer either way how much, but what I can say off of observation is this. The narratives about race are what divides us more than actual racism. Because I can't tell you how many people that I know of many different colors that are always talking about how, especially in the South where I live, how much people get along. I mean, we see it in society all the time. People of different colors get along, I think, better than what the narratives say. The narratives, I think, cause more problem than the actual reality of what little racism exists. And as a result, what happens is, you know, people start listening to the narrative. Oh, my gosh, we've got racism. We've got racism. We've got racism. And pretty before long, they see it or experience it. So are they really experiencing it? Or have they been conditioned because of the narratives to believe that it is more or bigger than what it is? Not saying it does not exist, because I, as a white guy, have experienced a tiny bit, but I'm talking about maybe a few times, but not just because from different colors. I can get it from people with different education levels. So is it really racism today? Because our country has done a lot of great, wonderful things to clear that up. The Civil Rights Act, ending slavery in the 1800s. There's lots of things that I think our country has done to be able to help end racism. The problem is politicians have found out, and even race baiters and people who make money off of racism have found it more convenient to perpetuate narratives to divide us up on the idea of racism rather than the reality of it. Because I think the lack of actual physical racism, what we used to see, you know, long time ago, is over. Those Jim Crow days, it's over. The days of after slavery, it's over. The narratives perpetuate the idea of it more than the actual reality of it. But there's a lot of people who benefit from it. And as a result, there's a lot of elected officials who also benefit from it. So it's easier to divide us up on it than it is to unite us. Because again, once we're divided on it, they can get spending bills put through. Yes, you can tie racism to spending. You can tie it to a lot of things. Spending is just the easy one that politicians can do because it's their way of making amends and getting votes. Hence what they're doing in California, who's never had slavery and has never had slaves or slave owners. They're getting ready to do reparations. What other way can you divide people more on race than by saying, you know what? We're going to do reparations. Now you've got a group of people that are going to feel upset that some of their money is going to that. And you're going to have a group of people that feel like they've been vindicated. And what that's going to do is going to magnify racism in California instead of healing. You can't come in, you know, 150-something, 170 years after the fact and say, okay, here's your check. Let this unite us more, when the reality is it divides us more, which is what happens with things like Medicaid, welfare, and welfare and Medicaid don't just point to a race of people. It points to many people. I would contend there's probably as many white people on welfare and Medicaid than there are minorities. So what does that do with the classes, middle class, lower class? I'm going to tell you something. It divides us up, because when the government programs do not unite us, they divide us. All of these things with the government, they're I wouldn't say they were by design to divide us, but I do think that the byproduct is division, and they see it as a great thing all around. We're going to be able to group people together, segregation. We're going to be able to make people feel entitled, get rid of their work ethic, which I've talked about this before, because once government gets rid of work ethic, you not only create a different socioeconomic system, you create dependency, which creates division, which helps divide us up even more. And as a result, when we're divided on all this stuff, we're not looking at things like the national debt. We're not looking at how to actually make improvements in our community, because we're so distracted with the narratives and the division as a result of it that we're not uniting on things like fiscal responsibility, social issues that bring us together instead of tearing us apart. Because when you look at how divided we become as a result of perpetuating that narrative on racism, and I got to tell you something, there was a spike in these narratives that were used in racism a bunch of years ago. We don't see it as much. What we do see is new narratives, new ways. Because when we look at all these different ways and things they're using to divide us up, this is how they're getting away with bad policies. Elected officials committing crimes and getting away with it. Well, you know, Joe Biden might have done all that stuff. His son might have done all this. They might have been involved in all that stuff. They might have had all this money. But you know what? He did a really good job at, of course, I'm, you know, making a little bit of a joke there. He did a really good job at, you know, funding these pet projects. He did a really good job at Ukraine. So what happens is the media or the people that like it that he's funding the Ukraine make sure that his narratives in the media are a lot softer. So we don't pay attention to the crimes. We pay attention to the narratives that, once again, smoke and mirrors. While that narrative's out there, there's something else going on behind the curtain.
I love my pillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much. I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at mypillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products. And you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at mypillow.com using the promo code WWFA. Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only,
September 16th and 17th,
at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
September 16th and 17th,
at the Pontchartrain Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. The front runner in the governor's race, Republican Jeff Landry, reports more than $8 million cash on hand. And since July, he's raised $3 million with just under 6 weeks before voters cast ballots in the October 14th primary. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat.
$8 million is important, but his campaign, all the endorsements, and the way he set it up is just as impressive.
And with four other Republicans in the governor's race, Pinsonat says at this point, even if they received a substantial amount of cash, they probably wouldn't be able to steal any of Landry's thunder. Extreme temperatures and drought stress could have an impact on the state's crawfish industry for next year. LSU Ag Center Area Agent for Crawfish Production, Todd Fontenot.
Some producers are trying to add a little water to these fields to keep them moist, keep those burrows from possibly getting too dry, or if they have other forages planted for crawfish to provide moisture for them.
LRN.
Have you lost Louisiana Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Uh-oh. Sometimes things at work go sideways. It's days like this when your workers' comp carrier matters most.
I was not planning for this today.
When your workday takes an unexpected turn, trust Luba Workers' Comp to provide the support and solutions you need to get everything back to normal. Contact us today to experience genuine dependability in action. Visit us online at lubawc.com or call your independent insurance agent today.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America, brought to you by Pell Hughes Printing. For all your direct mail and printing needs, call Adam Strauss at 504-913-4315 at Pell Hughes and get you a discount when you mention my name. My next guest is Matthew from Houma. How are you doing today, Matthew?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad I actually have guest status. Let me switch off the...
Okay. Hopefully that makes things a little clearer.
Makes it a lot better, so, Matthew. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, I'm in the point of the roadway where that's even possible.
So, Matthew, I'll give you a minute or two depending on your answer here. Where are we divided? Where are we not divided?
Well, I would say that what people want out of life is less divisive than what they feel that is necessary to get there. I don't know if the division is as big as the news media narrative says it is.
Bingo.
It may be, but I'm not. I haven't got a MAGA hat, so I'm not walking around collecting people's opinions, whether I want them or not. For some reason, the cat turd hat doesn't seem to have the same effect. But here's another point of division, and that is on our side, conservative versus populist. And Mike, 2%, Pence was out somewhere in Iowa talking to a crowd of about 10 people saying that, you know, he was the conservative choice for presidential nominee and that Donald Trump was a populist and that's somehow bad. And, right, well, what exactly about populism is bad? What about conservatism is good? I remember there was a guy on the radio who defined conservatism for us, and it was basically all the businesses export their jobs overseas, and what you can't export overseas, you hire low-cost labor from overseas to come work in those businesses. Well, that doesn't sound like it's really good for the American population, does it?
Not at all. What would unite us more if we hired more American workers? Can you imagine parts of our times of our country where we did more or all of our production of things in America? Think about the uniting effect that has on Americans in general, where everybody is here working together. We're creating our goods and services together instead of just being consumers of the labor that gets done overseas, where we're not as united. We're like, okay, we're buying products. Great, we're buying products. We're not actually in the process of what it takes to unite, to work together as a team, to create products that are then consumed on our shores, at our home, in our homes, where we have that sense of not only belonging, but that sense of camaraderie that we built what we're consuming together on our home turf. It's kind of a long way of saying we need to keep manufacturing at home. What'd you say, Matthew?
And a sense of accomplishment too. I mean, certainly for men, I think we can say that work gives men a sense of accomplishment.
That's right.
A sense of doing something for their fellow man. Besides just being a consumer, the ability to provide for their family, that gives a man a tremendous sense of accomplishment.
That's right. That goes back to a podcast I did earlier in the year when I talked about just that, on work ethic and the sense of pride that it leads to. Any final thoughts there, Matthew?
No, I was just wanted to bring that up because I thought it was kind of interesting, the whole conservative versus populism thing, because if you believe that, you know, there should be such a thing as jobs for Americans, that we should maybe tariff things that are coming in from overseas.
There you go.
That could be built here.
That's right.
That makes you somehow an evil populist, and, well, supposedly populism.
Well, Matthew, you're a great segue because there's two things coming up that I'm going to talk about. We'll put you back on hold if you want to be able to listen some more. But thank you so much for the call, Matthew. I really appreciate you calling, my friend. All right, everybody. So what the other two things that I think that we're divided on, one of which is capitalism. So Matthew did a great job reading my mind because one of the things I'm planning to talk about was capitalism, that here in America, we're divided on capitalism because capitalism, the narratives by the elite establishment class-minded people, they like to use capitalism, and look, so be it. Capitalism is a wonderful thing. However, where I was going with that a minute ago is that I think that there is an elitist group that actually uses the narratives of how bad capitalism to be able to be the intermediary, if you will. And I might be explaining this the right way, so follow me down this road for a second, because they like to pawn off the needs of the people, you know, health care, welfare, back to the government. Here, you guys take care of their personal needs. We're going to use them for, say, cheap labor, and that difference we put in our pockets, wink, wink. And we're going to donate some money, a little less than we're putting in our pockets, to make it worth your while, to keep those narratives out there. And look, you know what? Part of me is making this up. But part of me is giving you some food for thought that there is a subversive group, we'll say. And I don't know who it is behind the curtain. I have no clue. I'm really just pulling this out of my ears because there's a part of me that wonders, why in the world is it that we've got so much opportunity in America, yet we're so divided, and that division is creating a bigger dependency on government. Meanwhile, there's businesses and a lot of people making a lot of money off of capitalism, which that means that the perception of it by a lot of people that are not there or cannot use it or don't believe in it, they see capitalism as a bad thing. They go, oh, that evil capitalism. Well, you know what? I can see where they can get that opinion because there's aspects of capitalism that are not compassionate. There are aspects of capitalism that are not friendly to people that either don't want to use it, don't know how to use it, or maybe get to a point where they're not able to find a way to use it as a tool. Maybe there's a group of people that see it as evil because they've always fallen victim to the negative effects of capitalism, because there are negative effects. But the overall benefit of capitalism far exceeds any negativity from capitalism. Like I said, capitalism is raw. If you're not working in something within a capitalist government, you're probably going to be on some sort of government program. You're probably going to be not benefiting from it, so you're maybe you have a job that doesn't pay as much as you need. Because capitalism, there's a fine line, and while the line is deeper, it's lower, it's not like it's a high bar that's set. There is a bar for capitalism that if you're not getting right above the minimum, you're going to be a victim to it. And so that's why they take those little small percentages of narratives of capitalism and they magnify and say, this happens to everybody, when the reality is capitalism benefits more people than it hurts. But the narratives of capitalism divide us, not because it's actually bad, but because government can use those narratives to pull more people into the welfare system, to pull more people dependent on it. And while there's some big guy capitalists will say, they're able to use it to their benefit to get wealthier off the backs of those people that aren't benefiting from it. I'm giving one small example. This is not a big idea. It's a little small part of how we get divided up in the system, how we're falling prey to the narratives that are being used to divide us up. And I'm just pulling all these other little examples of all these other ways that we're divided. Capitalism unites more people, does more good, but those narratives are magnified in such a way it makes it feel, makes us all feel like the little guy's examples of being not benefiting from capitalism are the norm, and they're not. When we get back after this break, we're going to talk about conservatism and the narratives of conservatism and how we're divided on conservatism and how we're also united on conservatism. And that's going to be more after the break. But to finish up capitalism really quick, capitalism is one of the only things, one of the only forms of ways of society that will pull more people. Actually, it has the ability to pull everybody out of poverty and put everybody into prosperity, because everybody has a chance with capitalism, whereas the narratives that are being used to divide us up on the small bad parts of capitalism are being used to bring more people down than can be lifted up with the benefits of it. Hear more after the break.
My life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at TopGunCoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
All my friends are searching.
Welcome back to William Wallace for America, brought to you by Pell Hughes Direct Mail and Printing. Call Adam Strauss, 504 at 5. Gosh, I forgot that number there real quick. Either way, call Adam Strauss at Pell Hughes Direct Mail and Printing, and check them out, 504-931-4315. There you go. When I don't think about it, I roll it right off my tongue. So we are also divided on conservatism. And So here's what's happened. The Republicans, shame on them for stealing the word conservatism. Well, I get why they did it. Okay, I don't blame them for it because it's a good thing. Conservative values are a good thing. However, the media narratives have been used to divide us up that it's a bad thing. Those evil Republican conservative-minded people, they're conservative, they're evil. Conservatism's a bad thing, and they're conservative. And then meanwhile, the conservatives, the Republicans, don't do anything to correct the narrative. So we're even more divided. We're divided in our own party on it because while many Republicans say, oh, we're conservative, not all of them are living a conservative lifestyle. Meanwhile, the Democrats, on the Democrat side, there are many conservative Democrats, but they don't brag about it. They don't say, well, I'm a conservative Democrat. I'm a conservative because they can't say they're conservative because if they call themselves conservative because of the narrative being used to divide us up, they might as well call themselves like a hateful bigot because that's what the narratives point at to the Republicans who say they're conservative. Oh, those conservatives are really racist, hateful bigots because they're conservative. Meanwhile, they never, and no one else on either side, especially the Republicans, ever talks about conservative values. Conservative values know no boundaries. Conservative values are going to church, faith, believing in good education, family, thinking about your family. That's conservative values. Fiscally responsible. That's being conservative. The Republicans proudly wave this banner for a good reason, but they don't do a good job on the messaging to unite more Democrats with us who are actually more conservative-minded but don't know it because the narratives have divided us up. Imagine, if you will, if we Republicans worked a little bit harder to get out the message that conservative values are a good thing. There are so many Democrats, like I pointed out earlier, that are really more Republican, but because they're one-issue voters, there's a lot of pro-choice Democrats out there that are Democrats because they're pro-choice. There's a lot of closet pro-choice Republicans, but they kind of keep it, you know, in the closet that they're pro-choice because everything else about them is Republican. But you see, that's the point. The Republican Party would get a lot more pro-life Democrats, pro-choice Democrats, because everything else about them is Republican. But the narrative that you can only be Republican if you're pro-life and conservative alienates us from a lot of people who would unite with not just us, but unite with Americans that would work together to solve problems of our country on the biggest things that not only bring us all together, but solve problems. Faith, putting God first, solving problems with churches and faith and people that would do good for each other. Because back in the old days, we didn't depend on government to feed us and house us and take care of us. We depended on our communities and churches that brought people together on faith. And schooling, education. Because now our education system lacks because instead of bringing people together, the narratives divide us up on things like, whether you can identify with a cat or you identify as the opposite sex, and that small percentage of people that do because of the narratives, that divides us. But the small percentage that does, everybody flocks to the narrative instead of flocking to the solution of education and really educating our children, instead of having to go to a school board meeting and fight about transgenderism or the things that are that children can get out of libraries, pornographic, sexually explicit material that one side will divide us up and say, oh, well, that's because the Republicans want to get rid of your First Amendment right. They want to burn books just like Nazis do. And everybody rallies around that narrative and go, yeah, that's those evil Republicans. Meanwhile, some of those same Democrats were the ones helping fight for laws to keep minors from buying tobacco products or buying porn, or rightfully so, of course, or going into strip clubs. So on one side, when the narrative helps them, they're all for it, but then they are successfully divided us up because on the other side, the narrative hurts them. So they flip the narrative to fit their needs at the time, and meanwhile, the people are so distracted and get so confused on what's the right side, they get convinced by the narrative that sets us off. And meanwhile, children are the ones that fall victim to this, because instead of working at the school board meetings on education, they're working on narratives. And I won't even bring up how the Department of Education has done such a great job at piercing that 10th Amendment veil, because they offer so much money to the schools to teach the narratives that divide us up. And then also on conservative values, fiscal responsibility. If we worked on that conservative value, our country would be better and have so much more opportunity. And we haven't even talked about freedom. Freedom is another uniter that unites everybody, because when you talk about freedom and you talk about our God-given rights of freedom and liberty and the right of self-protection and the right to speak your mind and all the good things that God blessed us with on freedom, that's the other thing that we can all come together on. Tune into my show on Facebook, William Wallace for America, YouTube, Rumble, all podcast apps, and catch me next week here on WGSO 990 AM.
My life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.